All right, everybody, we are back on the Overreaction Monday pod.
Yes.
Rich Eisen here, Chris Brockman there, you wherever you are taking in this podcast edition of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Game Time's got killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seats, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. We have our promo code OVERREACTION, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Booyah.
We're back.
We're back. Oh, we made it.
When was the last time we did this? June, right? We did it in June.
Yeah.
It was
the smack dab middle of June, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, we were just kind of just kicking
just
it.
Just kind of like, hey, there's this going on and this going on.
OTAs.
OTAs.
You know what? That is so June.
Oh, OTAs. It's so June.
You know what's July and August?
Training camp.
Boom.
Oh, training camp.
Booyah. It is Hall of Fame week. It is training camp. Everybody, all 32 teams are up and at them. So it's time for an Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. Hey, baby. Yeah. All right, Christopher.
Oh, man. Rich, we're back. You good?
I'm great.
You got your speech ready for Canton?
My speech for Canton is going to be very simple. It's a big night. Football is back. Okay. I love being in Canton,
all right.
Ohio.
Okay.
And then I just make it about the guys who are getting their jackets that night.
Of course.
At the jacket dinner. No, I do. That is my plan going in. And usually as I'm going,
Tufo's
laughing over there. Hey, pipe down. No, this is truly my plan.
Okay.
This is truly my plan.
Okay.
And then in the middle of me saying
that, somebody be like, oh,
and
the other half of the room,
and for like the first 4, 5, 6, 7 years of that, I would just have to, that's funny. Yeah, no, you know, OHIO, we're in Ohio. I'm glad you guys can still spell. And that would be the end of it. But it's a different time now, sir.
Yeah.
It's a different time.
I'm sad that I can't be there to bear witness. Gosh.
I'm going to be hosting a jacket dinner in Canton, Ohio, coming off of a University of Michigan championship football
season.
That's
what I'm saying, man. I hope you got some...
Talk about an overreaction. Oh, just like, don't trifle. It's all I'm giving a heads up. Just
don't trifle. You know, lightly. Hall of Fame lineman there to kind of be security. That's what I'm saying.
Steve Hutchinson is on alert.
Yep.
Charles Woodson's on alert.
Okay.
Ty Law's on alert.
Good.
Yeah. The ghost of Benny Friedman, who is a Michigan man, creator of the modern forward
Dan
pass.
Dan Dierdorf, does he go?
He's
going to be there in Canton this year? Okay.
No. So, there's enough of us. What do you got over there, Chris?
Rich, I want to start. Let's go. I got eight.
Good.
Right out of the gate, I'm coming hot. Justin Fields is going to start week one for the Steelers.
Why would you say that?
Because Russell Wilson is not practicing and Fields looks awesome. That's why I'm saying that.
An overreaction, sir.
Have you seen any of these camp videos? This is the perfect. I love, and everyone's got new phones, and the videos are crisp and in 8K, and Fields looks awesome. I don't care how far away the video is. I can see it. He's throwing dimes.
I love it. That's terrific. Wonderful.
And guess who's not there?
I know.
The Dangerous is not there.
I'm aware of that.
So what are we doing?
What we're doing.
Let's just go with Fields.
Well.
You're not financially committed to number three.
No, that is the only reason why this is a possibility in the realm of possibilities. Okay. Is that there is no major financial commitment that would put a thumb on the scale. The only thing that's a thumb on the scale is Russell Wilson's experience. And you go with that potentially over Justin Fields. I can't say inexperience. I would say
I started 30 something games.
Fewer games of experience.
Okay.
And that the way Fields gets out there is if Russ doesn't work. Not Fields out there. And then you go to Russ. Because if Russ doesn't work, then now you got yourself an issue.
But if one guy's hurt, and then you start with Fields.
But here's the reason why you've got somewhat of a leg to stand on is that Tomlin will do whatever he wants to do and has the full faith and credit and backing of
his
management.
His job's not on the line.
Right. Correct.
Just got an extension.
So I don't know. Is it possible? Sure. I just think for you to say flat out, it's going to be Justin Fields in week one because of the, you know, non-pads, everyone's in shorts moment that Russ isn't participating in because, you know, they want to make sure he's not all, he's got a tweak here or there.
Yeah,
and he's not,
I
think if you're like there's a quarterback competition in Pittsburgh.
Okay, then I would have bought it. That's not fun.
Of course it's fun. Of course this is way more fun. Hey, a week ago on the flagship show, we were just saying NFL Network Research giving out the packet of information at the start of training camp identified 6 quarterback competitions in training camp. And I said, there's really only one. It's the one in Vegas where Aiden O'Connell is currently number one on the depth chart, even though you want to talk about a financial contractual thumb on the scale.
Exactly.
It belongs to Minshew with his 2-year deal and 7 figures to it, not the rookie deal that Aiden O'Connell's on right now.
Right.
Other than that, I don't believe it's quarterback competition in Denver. And I don't know if this is one either. But the fact that Russ isn't out there leads one to believe there could be one.
Could be. Just saying.
But I'm not sitting here saying that's an overreaction that Justin Fields is starting week one in Atlanta.
Which would be amazing. You mean a homecoming.
I know that.
Okay, great.
I know.
I'm just piecing it all together.
Well done.
Just saying.
What else?
All right, Rich. This has been the summer of the giant quarterback contract. Okay. All these guys are getting paid. All these guys.
Most recently, Jordan Love, $55 million. Tua, $53.1 million.
Exactly. Right. You know, Trevor Lawrence got his.
$55 million.
And Herbert and Burrow.
Herbert was last year.
Two of the quarterbacks who signed contracts for big money this summer will miss the playoffs.
So those guys are Goff. Goff signed big.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Goff and
Tua,
Love, Trevor Lawrence.
Two of them are going to miss the playoffs.
Tua
of them are going to miss the playoffs.
I can't. I mean, in this day and age where there's so much turnover, right? There's usually half the playoff field
usually
is
half.
New. I can't sit here and say that you're way off. I would think
those four in particular.
I don't see how the Lions are missing the playoffs. I just don't see it. Obviously, you know, injuries take place. I don't see how the Lions are missing the playoffs. I don't see how the Dolphins are missing the playoffs. I just don't.
You don't?
No. I don't.
So you think the AFC East gets 3 teams?
I don't know about that. The AFC might get 1 team. It could be the AFCs and the Dolphins get it.
Okay. You don't see how the Lions miss it. What if the Packers have a come up? The Bears have a come up. So they get 3 teams, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I know you wanted the Bears in the playoffs in the worst.
I do.
Keep talking that into existence.
I'm speaking it into existence. They're the most entertaining.
Jacksonville should be improved. I don't know how to sit. Do I say this is an overreaction and then double down and say all 4 that I just mentioned?
There
will
you
make
go.
It?
Now we're now see over the top.
Over the top. I push come back over and the come top. Off top rope.
Yeah, yeah. And no. I don't call. I re-raise.
Yeah, I re-raise. Yeah. I see your 2.
Yeah,
and I'll raise you another 2.
Raise you another 2.
Because I don't think we missed any other quarterbacks that.
Now those are the big guys who got 50 plus.
Right. And Dak will get his.
Dad, not this.
Not as of this taping. So that's an overreaction.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Overreaction and all 4 of them do it.
Also, all 4 are going to make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract. And that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler while they like to feel warm. Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
What else?
I saw what Mike Evans said the other day.
Yes.
Mike Evans was on Back Together Weekend on NFL Network talking about how before he eventually re-signed with the Bucks, he thought about going to Kansas City and Houston.
Yes.
Mike Evans is going to regret that. He's going to regret not signing with the Chiefs or Texans during free agency.
So this is your way of saying the Buccaneers are not going to have a good season.
Kind of. Without directly saying that.
Boy. You know how
you
I feel about the Bucks.
You
I know.
To play with Patrick Mahomes.
But I guess if his wife and his family say, Dad, let's not, you know, hon, Dad, let's not
isn't
leave.
Isn't he from Houston?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's a Texas A&M guy, too. You know, and it's...
The football season's not that long. I mean, I can
know.
Get some
and I imagine
whatever housing in
whatever,
one of these cities.
Whatever, yeah, no, and whatever Missouri or Kansas state taxes are, depending on where he would have found a
I
home.
I think they would have offset that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, they would have offset it. Because
the non-existing one.
Yeah,
you
go from one tax-free state to the other.
And I get that he wants to play his whole career there, but that's just not a thing anymore.
I'm sitting here... Really a fan of Mayfield, as you know, and what the Bucks did this year. I think Jason Light, you know, if the Bucks can go further, like let's say the Bucks go further, let's say the Bucks make the NFC Championship game this year,
so they win that game in Detroit.
Right.
Let's say they move on.
Jason Light has set himself up for being like a GM of the year.
I think so.
For pulling off what he pulled off with all these veterans who are wanted theirs, and we're all coming up at the same time. You know, it's like a whole bunch of Senate seats that you have to defend in one election.
Yeah,
you know? And he did, and he maintained control of his Senate, you know? However, with that as my wind up, here's the pitch. I think Kansas City and Houston is set up to have a bigger season than the Bucks. So if you're removing all personal issues about why he wanted to maybe stay there or the fact that he gets to have his Hall of Fame bust resting on a plastic, you know, holding his plastic shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I've spaced on the word shelf. But if he only wants to have one team etched on it.
Right.
Like you can't trade that in.
Yes.
But... So that's where you're talking about regrets, a very strong word.
I guess if he didn't already have a ring, I mean, maybe going to one of those teams is kind of ring chasing.
If your implication is that Kansas City and Houston is set up better than Tampa for him to get one more ring before he goes into the Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, look, one of those, you know, take one of those teams out. Which team is a better Super Bowl chance? I
mean, an overreaction, look at the odds. But regret is a significantly strong word. So, you know, I parse these things down to the letter.
What word could I have used otherwise?
I don't know. You do these things to be provocative.
I'm just saying, when I heard that, I was like, whoa, you were thinking about joining the Chiefs and you didn't?
Or Stroud.
Or going with Stroud or the next young guy, you play four more years.
How about if he had done that? Do you think they would have traded for Diggs?
No. Why would you?
Right. Yeah,
Nico Collins and Evans and Tank Dell. I'm thinking those offenses with Mike Evans.
I know. Regret's a strong word, but I'll buy this one.
Okay. All right. I consumed a lot of Back Together Weekend last night while I was catching up on what I missed, being kind of out of pocket over the weekend.
Well, you went to the nuptials of...
former colleague, Rachel Bonetta and Zach Schwartz. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Very happy to be involved with that. And I saw, speaking of love, I saw what Jordan had to say.
Look at you.
Rich, it's training camp for us too, but I'm in mid-season form. I saw what Jordan Love had to say, talking about... Aaron Rodgers said that his house is still for sale. And now that Love has his new contract, also got paid last Friday, that maybe he can take that off the market for Aaron. And Love was like, hey, cut me a deal. I was thinking about those two guys and their shared history.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jordan Love is going to finish higher in the MVP voting this year than Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. How do you want me to respond to this?
I don't know.
How do I respond to this?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What is your initial reaction when seeing that statement?
My initial reaction is Rodgers going to last longer than five snaps?
I think we all can. I mean, we saw him at the...
How many starts does Rodgers get this year? Talk to me. All 17?
I think that's best case scenario.
If it's all 17
I'm saying neither guy gets injured and let's just play it out.
So we're not, because again, I don't know, man. I mean, we went down this road last year. The Jets went down and the media went down this road.
Look, we have to take Aaron for his word, right? So he was ready to play last year if the Jets were still in the mix.
He looks strong.
And he looks absolutely jacked.
The Jets did the right thing. Tyron Smith, I'm hoping he stays healthy too for Rodgers.
But that was the big thing. Like Rodgers, you know, he wasn't going to last behind the offensive line last year, the Achilles notwithstanding. He was probably going to get banged up at some point.
I agree.
And they're in much better shape this year to protect him and see some of the, you know, let him shine.
I'll push back on this. I'll say that if all things are being equal and both
all
have the season
equal
and both have the season that everyone expects,
right?
Rodgers is, I don't know if he wouldn't receive MVP votes because two reasons. One, he's already gotten enough. How many yachts can he water ski behind?
I mean,
the same way that Belichick never got
coach of the year votes,
you know, and Phil Jackson.
Well, I mean, Rodgers, if he's awesome, he'll win comeback player of the year then, right?
Right. And I'll just push back on this and say...
Are they both top five?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I think there'll still be others who are in the mix.
Who wins more games? Putting you on the spot, man.
But it's just a total crapshoot.
I know, it's joy. We're having fun.
It's not fun for me. It's not fun for me.
I want you to have fun. I want you to have fun.
You want to have...
I would really like
you to have fun. I want to have fun at the football gods.
I know. I would like you to enjoy your season.
Wind their foot
enjoy your season.
And kick the Jets in the nards or put it in a spot where the fans get it broken off inside an orifice. But they just let it play out this year.
He looks in great shape, man.
It's difficult for me to envision anything.
He looks yoked, man.
It's difficult for me to envision anything.
All right, maybe I'll just push back
and call that an overreach.
All right, I tweaked you with that one. All right.
Good Lord.
Sorry. That was for the Tatum comment today.
The fact that DNP CD. Well, I hope you didn't go to Game Time Tickets and try to see Jason Tatum and get tickets that way. Because Steve Kerr had other plans. Baseball season is, and listen, I know we're talking football season, but as football season is beginning, And maybe that's something else you want to start taking a look down the road about what a week one, week two, week three game or college is up and running. Go to check out Game Time. You completely remove the guesswork when you use Game Time to buy your tickets, because you get to see what the seat that you're looking at to purchase, how much it costs all in to purchase everything. So there's no surprise when you check out. There's also the view from your seat feature. You get to see a panoramic view from your seat to see what it would look like to sit in that seat for the event that you're purchasing for, whether it's baseball in the middle of the baseball season, football coming up, or any event that's in your area. You take the guesswork completely out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code OVERREACTION, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast, wherever you listen.
Moving on to the second half second of half. Our opening second of the training camp edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it, Chris. What else?
Man, you know, I just keep saying I'm a sucker for all these videos from training camp. I just love them so much. And the highlight plays, I don't care that they're not wearing pads and basically got defenses.
Well, they're wearing pads this week.
Now they are. Now they are. Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown are going to be the best wide receiver duo this season. Okay,
come on, man. That's insane.
How do you stop these guys?
Well,
they're the two fastest dudes out there.
Okay, fine.
Get and they got here, Patrick man. Mahomes. Oh, by the way.
Best wide receiver duo in the NFL? Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you saying this just for
I'm saying,
here?
I'm saying they're going to have each guy's going to have like five plus 50 yard touchdowns.
Hold on a second.
They're going to have, 3,500 yards.
Hollywood Brown had Lamar Jackson.
Ain't Mahomes.
And he had, none of them are Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand
that. So we let this guy.
We're waiting for
everybody
Hollywood
let
Brown.
Him win a Super Bowl last year with you and Come me on, and Del man. Tufo at wide receiver. And now they add these two guys, two of the fastest dudes in the league.
All right, let's do it this way. You take them and their quarterback.
Yeah, them over, two plus the QB, that matters.
Okay, let's do it. Tua, Tyreek, and Jalen Waller.
Yeah, because Mahomes is better than Tua.
You don't have to.
I'm getting aggressive.
No, I understand that. Let's keep going here. Let's go, Burrow, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase.
I don't know if Burrow's can stay healthy.
All right. Let's go, where else am I going here on this front?
Niners.
Rams?
Yeah. Niners? Stafford, Puka.
Stafford, Puka, Cup.
I got Cup question marks.
Okay. What about Purdy, Ayuk, Debo?
Is Ayuk playing? You gonna be
He's
there?
He's playing.
You gonna be there?
He's playing.
The Debo
Hurts.
I get it. Devonta
Brown Smith.
I like those guys.
Okay.
I like those guys.
All right.
I like those guys. Are they as fast as these guys? 50-yard bombs.
Doesn't matter about fast.
50-yard bombs.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean
matter?
It doesn't matter?
What an overreaction this is.
If you can't catch them,
what an overreaction.
What are we doing?
Okay. I hope for all of my Chiefs fans friends' sake.
How many touchdowns are those guys going to have against the Raiders?
Them?
Just them two personally might have eight against the Raiders.
Not if Max Crosby
come on.
Gets in the backfield.
Come on.
Come on now, too. Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby.
It'll be handled when it gets handled.
Because these guys.
Why is everybody trying to wind up Mahomes?
That I don't know. Like, the Kermit the Frog stuff was insane.
All right. Maybe I went a little overboard.
Okay. What else?
CeeDee Lamb, we know, is holding out, right?
Yeah.
He's not getting it.
He's not what?
He's not showing up till he gets paid.
That's correct.
Neither should Dak. Both guys shouldn't play a single down without a new contract. Both guys. Both of them. You want to go all in, Jerry Jones? I'm holding out. Pay me.
So it's Cooper Rush to Brandon Cooks until
Until further notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough of this BS, Jerry. Enough of this. It's, what are we doing? Are you serious about winning or not?
It's Trey Lance wheel routing to Rico Dowdle.
That's what I'm saying.
Until this gets done.
Until this gets done. Neither should play a single down without new contracts.
It's crazy talk.
Dak's got all the leverage. Just don't show up.
Okay. All right. So you're throwing Dak into this.
Yeah, they both should do it together.
Yeah, it's just, it makes no sense.
Which part? Not paying them? No.
Well, not paying them. And yeah, and Dak, I mean, Dak not getting a new contract.
Here's the thing.
Dak's already been paid his gajillions of dollars.
Dak's too nice.
It's time for CD to get his.
Too nice to do this.
He is.
But he needs someone.
But he should hold out,
he
too.
He should hold out, too. Yeah. Jerry, are you serious
It's not like CD Lamb doesn't have a contract for this coming season.
Right, he's got one. Right. He just doesn't want to play under that any number. Right, that number
same
anymore.
Thing as Dak.
And Dak, but Dak's like, no.
God.
I want to be the Dallas Cowboy quarterback long term,
sure,
and
Chris.
I want you to make that happen for me, and this is what it's going to cost now.
Since seriously, you took crazy pills before this. For this pod.
Just saying.
I understand.
You don't like it? I like that one.
I know you like that one. I don't think Dak should hold out. No, but.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't think he should hold out.
Is he better?
He's holding all the cards.
Is he better? Right.
He holds all the cards.
And the cards are, I'm not coming until I get a $300 million.
But he's holding all the cards to get $300 million when his time's up next year.
Dak should want $300 million all guaranteed, to be honest.
But what if he's sitting around saying, these people that I'm trying to get the money from, as much as I love them, and then the only, you know, business family I've known professionally and in a front office, what if he's like, I don't know if I want to be here. How about I don't know if I want to go all in on Dallas? How about that as a possibility? So why is he holding out to stay in a spot that might not be best for him?
Could Dak be the first one to pull the NBA move, sign the monster contract, and then say, I want to be traded?
I doubt that. I don't think we'll ever see that in the NFL.
I don't know, man.
Ever. So I don't know. CD, you know, again, Dak has got a ton of money in the bank. CD doesn't have anything close to that just yet in terms of money in the bank. Hmm. So I understand why he doesn't want to, you know, plus receivers can really get hit. There's no such thing as a defenseless quarterback, you know?
Right.
So I understand why he's doing what he's doing, but Dak,
Dak
can't be traded. He can't be franchise tagged. So if they don't sign him now, he has every opportunity to hit it even bigger than what he's signing for right now.
Yeah, but what if he sticks this year and then all of a sudden his number goes down?
Oh, please. His numbers. You just saw a bunch of guys that have hardly any playoff experience.
I know, because these make teams are
million
idiots.
Dollars collectively.
These teams have lost
in
their mind.
In a single year.
Teams have lost their mind.
Like, oh, what are the contracts of some of these guys together who have never had multiple playoff seasons. It's like over $1 billion worth of contracts. So of course his number's not going down. Another overreaction. Try to give you one. Then I talk myself into not giving.
All right, you're going to agree with me on this.
All right. You're going to agree with this one. What a state. That's an overreaction.
That's great.
Thank you.
Bills GM Brandon Bean responding to the article saying that Josh Allen was overrated. You know, the anonymous GM.
So there's morons out there.
Yeah,
right?
Moron. Everyone's an idiot. Guess what? Josh Allen is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL.
I'm sorry, I didn't have my. Should I get Tony Khan's neck brace off of my bust?
Underrated.
Over there?
What this
Meaning
guy
what?
Has done and the talent that he's done it with. He makes everyone better. Stephon Diggs should be thanking his lucky stars he got to play with Josh Allen.
Are you punking me right now?
Josh Allen is the most underrated, and he's on the best contract. Speaking of a guy who should hold out, have you seen his number for this year? It's like $30-something million.
So let me see what. Who else?
Josh Allen's the most underrated quarterback.
Who's more underrated than him?
The most underrated
who's
quarterback.
Who's more underrated
in the NFL?
Than? Like, where are you going with me underrated?
I don't know. I'm telling you, would Lamar
be on that list of people who think he's not?
Lamar finally showed up on a
Hall of Fame path, despite being a two-time MVP award winner at this point.
Lamar Jackson underrated.
You know,
Jackson's pretty underrated, actually.
That's where I'm trying to find other guys who are potentially underrated more than this guy, because there's a lot of people who do give Josh Allen his appropriate props.
Stafford's kind of underrated.
Yeah, Stafford might be more underrated than Josh Allen. I think anybody who calls him overrated is, in fact, a moron.
Josh Allen? Yeah, yeah. Okay. I totally agree with that.
Because what you're looking for,
I think the skill set that this guy has,
oh, please,
and the way he's developed,
don't even need to say
from
it,
what he was as a prospect when he got drafted and what he's turned himself into.
Do you remember
the
when
player, yes, he hasn't had much
no
help,
question,
hasn't had a lot of help coaching. I think we need to be honest there, and how far he's taken the Bills each year. He's super underrated.
Do you remember when Russell Wilson was at his height of his Seattle-ness, and he would roll out extend plays and to the point where and then beat you, like you couldn't track him down, you couldn't tackle him, yeah, you couldn't sack him, and there was an air of invincibility. Elway had it as well.
Agreed.
You know, the number of times that you couldn't catch up to him, and then he would run on you as well. When in Elway's prime, obviously, I'm referring to.
Yep.
Rodgers in his MVP seasons, where it just was relentless. Every snap of the football was a way for you to not be able to stop him or defend him.
Allen has all of those qualities into one
he
person.
He has that, and he had that against the Chiefs in the playoffs this year until that moment where Deion Dawkins got thrown into his lap.
Yep.
And then I thought they were going to win that game.
So did I.
Because he was as good as they get. He's as good as they get. So I don't know about he's underrated. I like the way that you flipped the script. I think Stafford is more underrated than
Stafford's
him.
Stafford's pretty underrated.
Here's another one. Purdy. Who else is underrated? I mean, anybody who calls him overrated is a moron.
I agree with that.
But I like the cut of your jib right here. Just because I love Josh Allen, I don't want to give you one.
I'll throw it there.
But I think we found a couple more quarterbacks that are more underrated than him. So.
All right, last one, and I saw this headline, and it just I got scared for the rest of the week. Deebo Samuel has been practicing on kickoff return. Have you seen this?
All right.
If Deebo Samuel starts returning kickoffs this year, he's going to set the record for return touchdowns in a season. It is currently 4. By the way,
I'll go
50 something years ago. Some guy named Cecil Turner in 1970, Travis Williams, 1967.
I think what you're touching upon here is the complete unknown of what the new kickoff rules are going to be and what the ramifications are for the sport writ large.
Yep.
And, you know, you talk about stealing possessions, right?
This is stealing 6 points.
Yeah.
Potentially.
That if you find the right crease, and all you got to do is find the crease, and you're suddenly one-on-one with the kicker, it's game over.
Over, man.
And so it's how do you cover a kick when, you know, sort of the action area is the size of a red zone. You know how things, it's difficult to score in a red zone because there's so many
defenders.
Everything's
compressed.
Right. But what if everybody is lined up right above everybody else, right over everybody else, right across from everybody else?
And then there's still the whole field behind.
Right. Wide open.
Yeah.
Whew. What happens then?
I saw that.
To have somebody like Deebo Samuel.
What?
Be able to find the crease, be difficult to tackle. And
what kicker is taking him down in the open field?
There isn't one. But there's also a bunch of other. So if you're also saying the record's going to go down,
I'm saying
someone's going to break it.
I'm saying the record's going down anyway.
The fact that you've identified him,
this could be the guy.
I don't think you're off on this at all. Like, you're spot on here. I don't think this is an overreaction because we have no idea what we're reacting to. We have no idea what it's going to look like. No earthly idea. And that's going to be 100% the most fascinating part of preseason football in a long time.
Agree.
Is what does it look like? We have no idea what it looks like. I mean, anybody who's seen it in other forms of the football leagues could have an idea.
Exactly. But
not most everybody does not know what it's going to look like and how to defend it and how to scheme it, how to prevent it. And how one particularly special teamer with a special skill set that already separates him from the rest of the league, being somebody who is going to be tough to take down, fast enough to find the crease and hit it, and then be impossible to stop in a one-on-one kicker v.
Right.
returner situation.
Yeah, and I think
Debo could be that guy.
I think it's pretty cool that this kickoff rule is happening. We have all these questions and possibilities on the year that Devin Hester goes into the Hall of Fame. I think that's super cool.
How about this for me to you to finish up this Overreaction Monday pod? I've got this one for you. At some point during the season, a large portion of the fan base, if not punditry, will be saying there's too much scoring.
Too many. On the kickoff?
On the kickoff.
That's funny.
That the new rules gone too far.
The headline on first day, should we go back to the old kickoff rule?
Yes, sir. That we'll see that at some point this season.
I totally am with that. That's coming.
Like, that's how...
Before or after Thanksgiving? Over-under.
Over-under.
Over-under before, on the week.
Before, because I think if what we're talking about right now occurs, it's going to blitzkrieg a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some teams that will not be equipped. And suddenly, a team that's not that good, but has this, like a Philly... You know,
really special kickoff.
No, like the tush play.
Oh, right.
Like somebody has this area of specialty down pat, and it's not stoppable. That they have the horses and the horse sense and the personnel to beat you with this play. That this becomes the brotherly shove of special teams.
I like it.
And suddenly everybody's like, it's not fair. Right. Like, these are the way these things can go. Now, we may be overreacting right now.
Maybe not. I saw a headline on Monday that someone threw an interception on a kickoff return. So these coaches are really expanding their minds, and like nothing is off the table on what they could be doing out there on kickoff return. I think it's going to be wild.
Yeah. So I'll buy that last one.
Love it.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps it up for this edition of Overreaction Monday. We're going to be ramping up in August. As a matter of fact, we are doing this podcast in August from New York City at the Fanatics Fest. We're announcing that right here.
Sir.
Yes.
Come see us.
As a matter of fact, as soon as I'm done, I'm docu-signing that paperwork.
Oh, fantastic.
Not overreacting. Great. It's actually literally going
to
happen.
I need to book a flight.
Okay. So... Look for us at the Javits Center in August, but in the meantime, look for us in your RSS feed, and What the Football returns with Susie and Amy in August as well for season two there, and so much more to come from Rich Eisen Productions podcast world.
We're back, people.
We are. Thanks for taking an Overreaction Monday. For Chris, I'm Rich. Peace out.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast.
Season four, I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season five is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.